STAT6 has a diagnostic marker in solitary fibrous tumors and soft tissue neoplasms. Accurate tumor classification guides diagnosis, prognosis, and treatment decisions. This is particularly essential when morphologically similar tumors arise from different tissue lineages. STAT6, signal transducer and activator of transcription 6, has emerged as a valuable diagnostic marker, as its expression pattern can help distinguish specific mesenchymal neoplasms from their histologic mimics. Nuclear STAT6 expression is strongly associated with solitary fibrous tumor, SFT. It reflects activation of the NaB2-STAT6 fusion-driven pathway characteristic of these tumors. STAT6 expression has also been evaluated in various epithelial malignancies as a research biomarker for tumor signaling rather than a diagnostic marker. This requires careful biological interpretation and highlights the need for validated assays and controls when assessing STAT6 expression. Immunohistochemical and complementary experimental approaches provide different ways to assess STAT6 at the protein level. The use of a STAT6 recombinant antibody can support reproducible detection across research and validation workflows, while techniques such as Western blotting, immunoprecipitation, and immunocytochemistry can provide complementary information about protein expression, molecular interactions, and cellular localization. STAT6 in mesenchymal neoplasms. STAT6 is particularly useful as a diagnostic marker for solitary fibrous tumor, SFT, which is a fibroblastic mesenchymal neoplasm that can occur at various anatomical sites and may resemble other spindle cell tumors. The diagnostic relevance of STAT6 stems from the recurrent NaB2-STAT6 gene fusion, a molecular hallmark of SFT that results in nuclear localization of the STAT6 protein. Published series have reported strong nuclear STAT6 staining in most SFT cases, though reported positivity rates vary across studies and cohorts. STAT6 can be especially valuable when morphology or conventional markers such as CD34 are inconclusive. Occasional non-SFT tumors can show nuclear STAT6 expression. Therefore, interpretation should consider staining intensity and distribution alongside tumor morphology and other immunohistochemical findings, and should rely on antibody clones validated for clinical diagnostic IHC use. STAT6 in epithelial malignancies. In cancer biology, STAT6 is studied for the role it plays in tumor signaling, immune regulation, and disease progression. STAT6 is primarily activated through the signaling of the following two signaling proteins: Illinois-4, Illinois-13. It can influence interactions between tumor cells and the surrounding immune microenvironment. Epithelial cancers do not generally show a characteristic nuclear STAT6 pattern that is sufficiently specific for diagnosis. STAT6 detection in epithelial malignancy should be interpreted as a complementary research or biomarker approach, not a diagnostic one. Researchers must also carefully assess the following: staining localization and intensity, tumor type, IHC panel, multi-platform experimental validation and assay optimization. For basic research and antibody validation, evaluating performance across multiple platforms, such as Western blotting, immunoprecipitation, immunocytochemistry, and immunohistochemistry, helps establish specificity, reproducibility, and target detection. However, in clinical diagnostic pathology, standard immunohistochemistry, IHC, using antibody clones validated and labeled for diagnostic use, evaluated alongside histological morphology, remains the single gold-standard approach for identifying nuclear STAT6 expression in solitary fibrous tumors. Western blotting, WB. Western blotting can be used to verify the expression and apparent molecular size of STAT6 protein in cell or tissue lysates. Assessing antibody specificity requires appropriate positive and negative controls, consistent loading, reproducible band detection, comparison of results across independent experiments, immunoprecipitation, IP. Immunoprecipitation tests the performance of antibodies by assessing whether it can selectively capture STAT6 from complex biological samples. The immunoprecipitated material can then be analyzed by Western blotting or other downstream approaches to investigate STAT6-associated proteins and signaling complexes. Immunocytochemistry, ICC. This platform is used to visually localize STAT6 within a cell. This provides information that cannot be obtained by measuring bulk protein alone. STAT6 can undergo changes in subcellular localization following signaling. Reliable interpretation requires careful optimization of fixation, permeabilization, antibody concentration, and controls. Recombinant monoclonal technology. The limitations of traditional approaches to produce antibodies for research can make the reagents less reliable for long-term studies. These approaches, such as hybridoma and polyclonal antibody production, produce antibodies through biological systems that can introduce variability between batches and affect reagent consistency and reproducibility over long-term studies. Recombinant monoclonal antibody technology provides a sequence-defined approach to antibody production that can improve consistency and long-term reagent availability. This technology uses known antibody encoding DNA sequences to reproduce and engineer antibodies with greater control. Traditional versus recombinant platforms. Hybridoma technology is commonly used to generate traditional monoclonal antibodies. Antibody-producing B cells are fused with immortalized myeloma cells and screened to identify a desired clone. While this approach is still widely used, hybridoma cell lines can undergo genetic changes over time and may present challenges with long-term consistency. On the other hand, recombinant platforms preserve the antibody sequence itself as the defined source of the reagent. This makes recombinant monoclonal antibodies an ideal choice for research applications that require consistent target recognition across repeated experiments and production batches. Technical advantages. A STAT6 recombinant antibody can offer several practical advantages for STAT6 research. It provides improved lot-to-lot consistency, a renewable supply, and the ability to engineer antibody formats or sequences required for multiple experiments and long-term studies. Recombinant antibodies can also be characterized and validated across multiple research applications, including Western blotting, immunoprecipitation, and immunocytochemistry. These characteristics are particularly relevant when STAT6 detection must remain reproducible across laboratories, experiments, or extended research programs. Conclusion. STAT6 is a valuable diagnostic and research marker, particularly for identifying solitary fibrous tumors when assessed using clinically validated IHC assays alongside morphology. Its interpretation in epithelial malignancies requires greater caution and appropriate context, as it functions there as a research biomarker rather than a diagnostic one. Validating STAT6 detection across application platforms provides consistent, highly reproducible reagents for research and long-term scientific workflows. Disclaimer. This article is for general informational and educational purposes only. It is not intended as medical advice, a medical claim, or a regulatory claim, and should not be relied upon as a substitute for professional medical, diagnostic, or regulatory guidance. Readers should consult qualified professionals and refer to applicable regulatory requirements before making any clinical, diagnostic, or product-related decisions.